How's your energy today? Our code phrase to check if we're far enough from our cards or any listening device to talk. Kristen smiles. It's good. It feels good to say that again, Seth. What doesn't feel good is how we found Nota this morning. It's clearly a fabrication by the authorities. Kristen! I hiss, my gaze swiveling to a pair of uniformed officers nearby. They look at us, but only briefly. You can't say things like that. You need to calm down. I don't care. I slow. It's your call. But I can't stay with you if you're going to act this way. I'm not willing to be interrogated or thrown in jail for running my mouth. She glares, tears brimming in her eyes.
Fine.
The word comes out quick and tight. I just thought we could figure this out as friends. She picks up her pace and moves ahead. Great. I really upset her. Shoving my hands in my pockets, I wander off the path to the right. I need alone time. Not like she didn't bring it on herself. One moment she acted like she wanted a verbal sparring match. The next she's hurt because I answer her with the same tone and rhetoric she uses. Unless her idea of overcoming is the slow and cautious approach I'm using, the one she calls sitting by and watching, I want nothing to do with it. Core already tracks my every move and records every word. The slightest misstep could cause more incidents like Nota's. The falls are close now. The sight and sound always bring fresh amazement. Water gushes over the rocks with a roar, and its thin mist blows into my face. An amazing contrast for most of the year when there's silence, the water solid and motionless. I wonder what this area looked like before the Ice Age. They say the increased volcanic activity and earthquakes changed the landscape everywhere. Falls 83 might not have even existed back then. The city would have been totally different too, and not a mix of durable concrete structures and the rubble of the pre-Ice Age ones.